I believe without any doubt that as we enter the ninth month, is a sign from heaven. Heaven, I'm not talking about the one here. You know, when we're singing, like Pastor Chris is looking at me, saying, look at me. Hey, hey, hey. Heaven is here. Listen. It's not there. It's fine. It's here. Yeah, it's here now. Well, it's been an awesome time in God's presence, praying for the nation, praying for ourselves, and asking what God wants to do next in the nation. So he told me to tell you, to deliver a message to you this afternoon, and it's simple. John chapter 3, verse 16, he told me to tell you that he loves you so very much, and I heard it this morning. I heard when Dr. Emma said many times in church, what we hear is how much God loves you, but how practical is that? That's what I came to teach or to speak about this afternoon. Give and givers. And I'm not talking about your offering or tithe and all the things of church right now. Let's get into a deeper perspective of John chapter 3, verse 16. What bothered me about the scripture is that the Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave all his God. In other words, he risked everything, because what if Jesus never came back? He could have fallen into the same world that he was called to save. He could have been a victim of the same thing that God wanted to save him from, because, save the world from, the reason why he was sent. So what if my giving never came back? It's all still a risk. Oh, you didn't hear what I just said, did you? I believe this afternoon God is going to shoot you to a level that you've never thought of before. And this is the preparation for what God is about to do in the nation. And in a moment, I'll begin to speak about why he raised this house. So I'm not speaking to those who are uncircumcised in heart. There is a normal Christianity, which is the Christianity of be good boys and girls. Like someone said, God will do what he has to do, but do your part. Rubbish. These are words we hear, excuse in order not to do beyond our limits. Because you have to think of a God who showed Abraham what Abraham could never think or dream of doing. Becoming the father of nations. So when you hear things like do what you can, God will do what he can, it's like get Hagar. Impregnate Hagar all the same, because that is an excuse saying you do what you can. And Sarah was saying to Abraham, you do what you can and God will fulfill his promise. No, Abraham had to say, there is a deeper call over my life and I've got to give my life. I'm going to take you this afternoon from China to India and head in Africa. Men who change the world, who change the landscape, who change leadership, were givers who gave themselves. And if anyone is going to do that, God will have to set the pace first. And if God Almighty is not going to do that for what he loved, what does God love the most? The world. I don't care if you call it drill music or you call it, as long as there's a system there, God would die for that system if he has to. So what I'm saying to the nation today is, by any means necessary. Did you hear what I just said to you? We'll take the nation by any means. God gave Zion's son in order to get Babylon. You remember Daniel had to be given. God loves Babylon so much that he wasn't going to allow Babylon to go down the drain. What did he do? He gave Daniel to Babylon. Are you listening to me this afternoon? And sometimes we believe that God wants to take Zion out of Babylon, but in order for him to do that, he had to give a Zionist, a child of covenant, to Babylon. And it's a risk because he may not make it back. And God wanted to get the Pharaoh. He wanted to get Egypt. He gave his only begotten son, because God only has one son in a generation. They are not two. He raises them with soldiers. Yes. He raises them with accomplices. Yes. God loves humanity so much that he created an helpmate. He created Eve in order to get man. Without Eve, there is no man. You didn't hear what I just said. And I can't speak much about that because it will become vulgar. So that in the reproduction of man, Eve is important. But in order for him to get man, he has to give something from man to woman. Woman has to incubate and grow it. But God gives. God does not give money. He gives himself. So if you're going to have money, you have to locate himself that he has given. And we give ourselves to himself. Our giving is a demonstration that we do not love the world. Again, because God already fell in love with the world. In John chapter 3 verse 16, God spoke about his love for the world, and he demonstrated it before John 3:16. He demonstrated it on the cross. How far it will go for the one that he has fallen in love with. You didn't hear what I just said. So it tells us not to fall in love with the world, because the world is going to be married to two people. There's going to be a rivalry between God and man. If you fell in love with the world, because he's already in love with the world. So you can imagine how long it took me to understand that scripture. I was almost fighting John, saying, you can't say this. You said we should love not the world. Can we read that first John, right? Love not the world or anything that is in the world. For he who loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So you love the world through the Father. Kaliata. You can only love God through your love. Love man, humanity through your love for God. In other words, even if you give all your money to charity without loving God, you're loving the world, and it is contradictory to the giving of word of God. And so God says, Paul began to write, he said, even if I have so much love that I give my body to be burned up, he said, still, it doesn't amount to anything for God, because you have to love God in order to love the world. The expression of your love to the world to God is determined by how much you love the world. We know here, and that's not you loving the world by yourself. You love the world through the Father, because you already loved it. So let's search the day God fell in love with man. Failed. First Adam. It was to retrieve the mandate, dominion mandate, replenish the earth. That's how much God loves the world. Actually, let me tell you something. Psalm 50 verse 12. Quickly, I want to get this out of the way. Psalm 50 verse 12. Let's see what God says about the world. 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 8. Start from 1 Samuel actually. I really need to get this out of the way, you know. Come on now. He raises the poor from the dust.
And lifts the beggar from the ash heap. To set them among princes. And make them inherit the throne of glory.
It takes the beggars from the heaps, ash heap, to set them among princes. Why? Because he wants to take what is his. And inherit the throne of glory. Why?
For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's.
So the earth is the geographical location. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's. And what?
And he has set the world upon them.
He was the one that set the world. The world then ate. So in case you've not heard me, because sometimes I know you think you heard me, but you didn't hear. The world means systems. Everything that governs our life, including healthcare, finances, and all that. They are system. That's the world. In order for you to get in, he has to place you there, because he's the one who sets the world upon them. He set it upon the pillars of the earth. And so the world will not be moved. It is the earth that will be erased in the days of Noah. The world was not removed. The system stayed. The earth was erased. The Bible says it. For I think that's Psalm 50 verse 12. He said he has firmly fixed the world will not be moved. So don't let anyone tell you what would happen. Oh God, leave that for now. Talk to me. Let me see Psalm 50 if it works on me.
If I were hungry, I would not tell you. For the world is mine.
He didn't say the earth alone. The The world is mine. The banking system is his. The energy system is his. He said, for the world is mine, and then the fullness, the evolving, the fullness is not just overflow. It is the fullness when it gets better. God says, it is mine. Who are these inventors there for? Because they are not in church. They are sons of Zion. Still, that God is going to have to give Christ to go get back. And they are not coming until he gives you to them. Are you listening to me? Okay. They are firmly fixed. Did you get that scripture?
Yes, sir.
Talk to me.
You who laid the foundations of the earth.
Uh-huh.
So that...
Where are you reading from?
Psalm 104 verse 5.
Psalm 104 verse 5. Uh-huh.
You who laid the foundations of the earth. So that it should not be moved forever.
Yeah.
You covered it with the deep as with a garment.
The waters stood above the mountains.
At your rebuke, they fled. At your voice of your thunder, they hastened.
The highest demonstration of the power of God is to get the world back. If it doesn't, this mission failed. So John chapter 3, verse 16. Will this give you a better understanding into what Christianity is supposed to be? It's a reclamation movement, not a religious ritual. It is the reclamation of the world that belongs to God. So when you isolate, do not love the world from God, so love the world, then you're going to be in trouble because it will not add up. How can the Father tell me not to love what he loved? That's a problem right there already. So don't blame me for loving the world, because God loved the world and I was created in the image of God and after his likeness. So I'm likely going to love what he loves. But he wants me to love him in order to love the world. So we want to get to the demonstration of this love. Read 1 John, right?
Yes, sir.
So he gives you an instruction before we go to John.
Do not love the world.
Uh-huh.
All the things in the world.
Why?
If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
So what he's saying to you is this: you cannot give it your love because you already gave him your love. So you can't love two things at the same time. And because you gave me your love, the world is yours because it's mine. The increase of the billions or whatever, let's use that as description, that God gives to you is based on your love for the Father. So I do not obey in giving because I love people. Oh God. Oh God, you're not listening to me. Because if we want to compete with that, you see what the Oyinbo man did? If he wants you to give, it will show you how much charity is doing. Children with bowls in their hands begging, and say, whoa. So because of that, you gave. You did not give God. People without the word can do that. But the Father is the one that knows what he wants to reclaim in a generation. I'm not sure you're still hearing me. And so my giving is the demonstration of love for God, not for humanity, even though it then blesses humanity. They said, do not love the world or anything in it. Poverty is in it. Prosperity is in it. Good is in it. Bad is in it. He said, not the things that are in the world. But God loves the world. John 3:16 now. This is my test scripture. John 3:16. For God so loved the world
that he gave his only begotten son.
In the time of Daniel, Daniel was his begotten. When God addresses Daniel, he calls him the beloved. And if God is going to... So God, let me tell you something. God is not going to erase Babylon. The location will disappear, but the system is useful. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He gave himself to get the world back. He loved Babylon so much, and the display of the wisdom that people have done in Babylon, but he needs to reclaim it. So he risks, he sends his seed. And at the time, his seed was Daniel. And when Daniel got there, he had to give his life. The Bible says he did not fear the king's verdict. These guys reached the sword. They were thrown into dens of lions, so they gave themselves for liberation. They gave themselves so that the name of God will be known in Babylon, because that's why God sold them there. There were seeds in a generation, Joseph. Joseph was a freedom fighter for the name of God. And every freedom fighter will have to be bruised. Every freedom fighter will have to bleed. I'm coming to the ultimate freedom fighter in the moment, which is Jesus Christ. I saw my master on the cross, and somehow we managed to call that just religion, a spiritual thing that happened somewhere. No, Christianity has birthed political movement, economic movement, cities upon cities. So it is not just spiritual about us going to heaven. It is a call to give. It is the giving of one's life. If I had time, I would have shown you fighters. I would have started from the Bharat Singh in India, executed at the age of 23. He fought for freedom from the oppression of the British Empire. He fought for his own people, 100 days of fasting, thrown in prison, but he made a statement in a lifetime. What is Spark Nation? God gathering people and filtering them over time. You're no longer fighting with guns and knives. You're fighting with resilience, new leadership. What made you fight? You saw poverty in your community, and the only way to break it is to listen to God. That's why he raised an apostle, so that you're not trying to fight it through your own job. You're not trying to fight it through being a gang or drug dealer on the street. You're fighting it through what God loves. All of a sudden, you are developing love for humanity from the eyes of God. You thought you came church. You thought you came church to Spark Nation. I just needed a place where they worship God. But God knew you as a freedom fighter from the time you were born. He gave you to Babylon. Some of you went to prison. Some of you were changed by your sexuality. But all of a sudden, you began to hear the voice of God. And all of a sudden, he asked you to give not your money, your life. Your money is just a byproduct of your life. My God fought the British Empire. He fought. He was executed at the age of 23. And now, more than 50, 70, 80 years after, I'm here sitting in London City talking about this man's sacrifice, studying how he raised a revolution. Time will not permit me to talk about a Frederick Douglass, a black man who escaped slavery and learned how to read and how to write. Most obscure situation, because he saw the servitude of his people. He mobilized a community to rise up when others would say, why can you not live a normal life? It was a pen in the hand of a ready writer. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes should not perish. Normal people perish. We know our parents that have perished. They die as if they never came. That's perishing. Not Frederick Douglass. Frederick Douglass arose when he knew that he could die. God gave his son called Frederick in order to liberate people. What is God calling Spark Nation from? For liberate people from poverty. And people will come all of a sudden from the crevices. Ash heap of Benton, ash heap of Brixton, ash heap of Croydon, ash heap. So the white man thought that he was relegating us to ash heap. He does not know that is where God picks people from. When gentrification happened, God is catching another set of ash heap. And what God is doing in this moment, why could movements not do it? They love the world, they love freedom, but they do not love God first. No wonder I now studied the Ten Commandments. He said, you will love the Lord your God, the first commandment. And then he said, you will love people. You can't love people without loving God. Because you will give to soup kitchens, but what they need is not soup. Sometimes what they need is not soup. What they needed was inspiration. They needed a man to inspire them. Frederick Douglass was a picture of inspiration. It wasn't soup. Soup will finish. Inspirations never finishes. When a man meets you for the first time and inspires you, sometimes the picture and their words never leave your head. Soup will finish. The world is not in need of food. There is food everywhere. But men are not inspired to invent farming tools. I said there is soup everywhere. There is no scarcity of food in the world. But men needed inspirations. Who can inspire a born farmer, someone that is born as a farmer, to pick up the tool of farming and go farm? And so I don't need to tell people be good. I just need to inspire them that they are angry enough to want to have wealth. And from there, farmers will come. What did you do to a pity? You dressed me up in all this clothes and said, go and inspire. Be a God in a generation. So a person may be so angry with me, but they will try to prosper because they are angry with me. Martin Luther King Jr. advocated for social balancing. 30 times in prison, 30 times locked up, lied against as a fraud, cheated about money. They said he took money from people, fought, was fighting for the social balancing of his own people. He was a preacher. Actually, he went to theology school. And in his days, the preachers did not accept him because he's not like them. Who is a preacher on the street? He's preaching on the street. But God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son in that generation. At that time, that was his son. He wants to get the word back. And God does things by any means necessary. Social balancing, immobilized finance, and activism, ultra America. And I know you all know today, even when you were growing up, you never heard about Martin Luther King Jr. And all of a sudden, you heard about him. Generation unborn are going to study him. Why? Because he gave himself. Because God gave himself. So what I'm saying, in other words, is that these men exemplify to a certain limit what God did. This man embodied to a little limit what God did. And God is looking at you this afternoon and saying, would you be a pen written, an ordinary man's pen? Or are you going to give yourself to a mission? God's son. Mission is God's son. God's birth is mission. Adam was not God's son. Replenish the earth was God's son. And the body that carried replenish the earth was just Adam. Jesus was 30 before the Holy Ghost came upon him. Mission drove him into the wilderness. That's mission. The Bible talked about Joseph. The Bible says the word of the Lord tried him. That is God's son. It is not the Joseph with the cloth of many colors. It's the mission called Joseph. He was going to be the richest man in the world. He was going to control the culture of the world. But God had to give him up first. Whatever you don't give up, you don't get a nation. We have to give up our youthfulness. That's why he called us not to sin. You are pretty. You can fornicate. You are handsome. Girls like you. But you have to give in order to get the world back. Are you listening to me this afternoon? What can I say about Che Guevara, the Cuban Revolution? He was a medical doctor, like you, sir, engineer. He was a medical doctor who saw for the first time the oppression of his people. Che Guevara abandoned medicine in order to be a revolutionary, in order to raise a generation, establish socialism. Either you believe in the idea or not, it doesn't matter. It is just the fact that certain men can give themselves and push a limit. Oh God, are you listening to me this afternoon? Eventually found a Fidel Castro and they teamed up and fought. The first thing they took over was organized labor. The moment they got labor, they got, oh my God. Do you know the church was actually supposed to be a labor party? Choir were supposed to be people signed up on musical labels.
But we can sign 5 people in the choir today and say, we don't have money for you, but we're going to push you. Promo is you. So the choir should be filled of signed artists. What we wanted before is that, oh, look at this singer. She's so sunny. No, no, no. You are now the sunny. Why? Because you have the presence. You have the numbers. And you have people who are willing to give their talents without being paid. So no musical label can compete with you. You just need to make sure that they are fine. What about the ushering department? Organized labor, ushers, waiters, and hostesses that you sign out as Zuriel. They are supposed to be the ushers. What about who else now? The pastors are the leaders. This is supposed to be organized labor.
Fidel Castro, Che Guevara, for the old nation, the communist state was established, first freedom. But these men gave themselves. So we're still, the church is still struggling with tithe. We're saying, what's tithe and offering? These men that changed the world, the people that even our pastors preach about, gave themselves. Why is the pastor running home now? The service is over. I'm with my family. I'm raising my family. Martin Luther King Jr. had a family. A medical doctor that could have been great, Che Guevara, started living in bushes. Declared wanted by the state. Why? Because he believes something with all his life. Stagnation family. God is calling you to another level of giving. This is not just what this is. Oh, I'm struggling with my life before a month is over in the month. No, it is a daily thing. It is a life thing. It's either you are in or not. That's why I'm showing you this man who fought. Charles de Gaulle. Charles de Gaulle of France, arrested during the First World War. Thought he was fighting for his nation. But at some point was arrested himself. And he erased the Free French Movement. The Englishman has done a lot of harm in this world, by the way. But there were men who fought them. There were men who fought system. There are those of you in the business world that God has called to fight the financial system. I had a dream overnight. I took some people I saw. I won't mention name, so that nobody begs me to be on the list. So am I on the list? I took some people today to open an account beyond the sea. We were crossing seas. A banker was taking us through. But we only crossed this sea with wooden platform. We were going to go. I said, come with me. Then we finally met them. And they said, we can now open an account. I believe the battle formation line. That's why I'm wearing this today, because it's night. I knew this was the day this quote was prophesied for. Yeah. It's 29. I have a scripture for that, by the way. I've got a scripture. The Bible says in the book of 2 Samuel chapter 24 verse 8, after they had gone through the entire land, they came back to Jerusalem at the end of 9 months and 20 days. Month is production. That's why we give. 20 days are people. Your season changes based on people. What changed your life is someone that entered at a certain time. So I didn't tell you this scripture before so that it's not the one motivating you. Even though scripture should motivate you. At the end of 9 months. So I wear this, all the stars here are 9. At the end of 9 months and 20 days, 20 people. 9 months, Charles de Gaulle, Free French Movement established after defeat upon defeat. I'm just telling you what givers go through. These men gave their lives. I've been to South America. I've been to America now, meaning by words here. We've been America, we've been to India. We saw when France fell again because they did not appreciate him. They had to mobilize, and they mobilized the change of the entire French land. This is Charles de Gaulle. These men gave their lives. Do they not have children? Do they not have families? No, at the expense of that. They gave their life, and what God was doing when he raised some to be apostles and pastors were people who can actually give themselves. So I discovered that most of our leaders do not believe in the Son. So we have short lives.
Yes, he lived till 100, but the problem is it's a short life. Well, 100 is not nothing compared to eternal life. Why are we reading about Charles de Gaulle today in 2020? Because they gave their all into what they believe in. So what I'm saying with Spark Nation is this: we do not need a musician to approve us. Why? Because there are already people that are more talented. Why do we give? It is for pity the apostle to say, this is what we are doing next. It is Stephen that we are pushing next. We are a nation on our own. 100 people can take the world, because one person took the world. Charles de Gaulle. What about William Wallace, the Scottish fighter? It was a knight, but they still fought him. You know, when William was killed, his head was placed in London Bridge, and all his body parts spread across. Just before you begin to tell me how barbaric Africa is, the London Bridge that you drive through, someone stood up for Scottish freedom, and they had to behead him. They actually gave money for anyone who can catch him, just because he said, "Free my own people." It was disbodied, dismembered. His head was placed on London Bridge before another white man comes and tells us we are barbaric and they are straight thinking. No, your forefathers were not straight thinking. For the freedom of a land, a person gave his own head. What have you given? Your credit rating. Those are things that give you short lives. It's a system. And God says, don't love it. To love it means you can do anything for it. To love God means I can do anything for him by any means. Executed was a Scottish fighter. Men who fought were the givers. We want to run a church without fighting. And then if you run a church without fighting, it means you gave nothing. Fight makes us, calls us to give. Isolation causes us to rise. We rise in isolation. So I don't need a boxer, a musician approving on Spark Nation, because I'm sure of this approval. Yes, those who want to walk with us will walk with them. But within this scope, there is so much talent. It's just looking for givers. Or our businessmen, whatever you do, you are meant to be the ones who keep to push. The moment you get engaged, have entanglement now. What about Brother Millennium? He saw his brother executed. Met many oppressed Russians. I've taken you to Russia now to see givers. I don't think these people are going to hell just because they didn't go to church. They were God's sons fulfilling a purpose at a certain time for a certain mission. Vladimir Lenin saw his brother executed and saw the oppression of his own people and decided to rise as a visionary, revolutionary leader at the cost of his own life. Givers do not mind. They know that giving has consequences. It does. Sometimes it took Martin Luther King Jr. out of his house, locked up 30 times, because he believed in something. I don't care how weak you think you are, how much you think you are not eloquent. Once you believe in something and give to it, you become the greatest of all. Fidel Castro, Cuba Revolution. Became a pioneer because of his oppression. He pioneered 1966. He established a solidarity group. This guy, even though the whole country was looking for him to kill him, to destroy him, calling him all kinds of names, this guy was able to sneak into many nations of the world until he organized labor in every nation of the world. Nothing grows without persecution. Nothing grows. We the black people, we want to be free, but we want no fight. So don't embrace an actor, a musician who comes to a rally and talks and go home. We don't know where you live. We don't know anything about you. Fighters are fighters. They are not just protest people. Their own life It is fight that is written. One man fought the oppression of Saul. His name is David. And everyone that enrolled in his army were broke. They were nobodies. They were ash heaps. They were not superstars. They were not the best singers of Saul. They were not the finance directors. In fact, they were people who had destroyed their own finance. But they joined David at the backside of the desert. David was a freedom fighter. They did what they needed to do in order to survive the wilderness days. But they will become enlisted and will become world fighters. And they will become people who reigned with David in his palace. But they fought through the oppression and the depression that comes from oppression. They fought through the oppression of Saul. They saw Saul oppressing God's people day and night. And David decided to rise up to that occasion. He was a fighter. And every fighter gets banished first. Every fighter gets isolated first. I understand all this. We want to be seen in the parliament. We want to be seen with the prime minister. But God says that is not the trajectory of fighters. Fighters come in between themselves and say, listen, we need 100K here, but we haven't got 10. We're going to have to do what it takes to raise this because we're fighting for a cause. We will not stop until we have raised a new community that is not controlled by the white or black man, that is controlled by people of faith. People of God will love the world because they love God, and they will not stop fighting to the last pinch of their blood. That is what God calls Black Nation, and I hope you are willing to rise to that occasion. Otherwise, you do not believe. See, I read pastors, and may God bless them. They try, but they were not taught this word. God says, put out all your fighting tools. It is not religion time, it is fight o'clock. I just left Fidel. Let me see you, Mao. Let me show you Mao in Great China. Oh my God, you know what it takes to fight in China until this great Mao established the communist state. When they were looking for his head, led the Chinese against Japan, the Japanese oppression. Led what powers? Led himself against what powers? Sometimes it is not that the girl is not beautiful, but you cannot do it because you are fighting a fight. Great man, how did these people live a disciplined life? They fought their own pleasure. That is the love for God. You can have money and you don't do the line, and you are free to do that. And eventually you become part of a church that just counts numbers in order to meet their monthly bills. But God says, I don't even want you to have any monthly bills. I want you to have fighters. People will understand, go and they run because they are freedom fighters. Do not look for these names. Everyone who fought with David belonged to the name of David. They were great men. Eventually, they developed a name because they fought through the wilderness. Mahatma Gandhi. What can I say about Mahatma Gandhi? These are people you can go read about yourself. I'm coming to the ultimate in the moment. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believed. Jesus is the greatest freedom fighter of time. This guy raised a revolution that will not leave the world forever. This guy could fight with sword and everything, but he refused to. He fought a war of ideology. But yes, he was bruised because he's not going to use violence. He was bruised. I love the word. When the word, now you can read Bible differently when you see, for it was bruised for our iniquity. It was chastised for our own sin. That is how much God loves the world. That God, Jesus, will bleed because God wants the world back. These are people who have not even sinned yet, but God knew that they would sin, yet he loved them. God knew that they would fall, yet oh my God, how do I put this now? Oh, try. Paid the price like you Spark Nation are doing. I don't care whoever is your mate now that doesn't believe in what you're doing. God paid the price for people that are not even born yet. In other words, there is a 5-year-old that will grow to meet your sacrifices, and they will believe that it is possible to serve God, be rich, be famous and everything. They will see it as normal life because today you are bruised. for their own iniquity you are chastised.
You know, we didn't fall into iniquity because we sinned. We fell into iniquity because we're black. Sorry, we fell into iniquity because we're born human. We didn't fall into poverty because we're not as sharp as other race. No, we were born that way. You don't, it is not the sin, it's not adultery that made you a sinner, it's because you are human. The moment a man is born human, he's already a sinner. You understand that? You should know that those are elementary principles of faith. You were already born sinner. So a person is born into a postcode, Maliata. He's born into the postcode, and because of that, he becomes, he has iniquity because of where he's born, his surrounding. He becomes the product of his own environment because he was born into that environment. What God raised you for, just like Jesus, that Jesus paid the price for sin and set them at liberty, even though they were not born yet. He paid the price that anyone who grows, they will grow into him. People will grow into the nation family. They will begin to realize that you can love God, you can pray, you can live your life, and you can be a freedom fighter. That's what God raised you for. And he says, by any means. Mahatma Gandhi fought. Again, he fought against the oppression of the British Empire. People have fought, so I'm not surprised that you are in their system. And they will block your account. They will lock it down. You are not meant to prosper. You are not meant. They will put it under all manner of name. Money laundering. Money this. Money that. Everything. To just make sure that the oppressed remain oppressed. Rise up to the occasion as a group. And know that we have one common enemy. And that enemy is not new to the world. He fought, that enemy fought in Japan. He fought Japanese. He fought the Chinese. He fought in Africa. He fought everywhere in the world. That is the empire God gave you to. He brought you here to get his sons back from here. Those who were otherwise would have perished. But now you believe in the Son, and people question your faith. Why do you have this faith? Why do you listen to the Bible? Because you are his son. Charity organizations cannot set us free. They've tried. I've sat down in number 10 with many of them. They can't do it. Why? They can't give. The moment you have to fill a form to take money from government, you're not giving. You're not giving. You're taking. God did not so love the world that he asked the world for money to help the world. God did not so love the world that he told them, give me a change. Let me get some stuff from you. No, so your CICs can do whatever they do. That CIC, that's your own money back to them. But as for the nation, for Mandela, I'll stop with Mandela so that I take you to Africa. The guy didn't give money. You're giving money and money. He gave 27 years. 27 years because you believe that your people can be free. Again, from who? The common enemy, the empire. From the crown. 27 years of his life in prison, having wife and children. 27 years to fight the cause that another man should not rule over another man. So tell me that the other race is the decent one because they are more sensible. But you can be in another man's country and hold that man for 27 years. And here we are. We have to beg for visas. Our parents needed to lie to stay here. But you came with guns and you took our wife and children and enslave them, and the black man today is still struggling, fights financially by any means necessary. 27 years to just say that you cannot just come into my house and pick my kids and take them to another country. 27 years of saying that you cannot give me my portion of food every day because I was born human and every human is born with equal rights. 27 years of me saying that I just need to be free as a human being. It cost him 27 years of his life because anything that you're going to achieve in life is going to ask you for giving because that's what God gave. But now you're going to give it because of God. Now, life calls us. You see all these things around us. You see all these people around us. Subject to the spirit of fear and timidity. tells us, just live a normal life. Have you found something worth giving for? Mandela found the freedom of his people so important. What did God set Spark Nation up for? To show people that love God and can be wealthy. That's your fight, because you know your fight through your most criticized thing. You're not competing with a church. You've become a movement that has a church also. The church is the foundation of it, because that's the stream of the anointing. That is the expression of God on earth. But can we actually take this nation with 100 people? Yes, if they are fighters. Not civilians. We're talking about civilians yesterday. They count, they calculate, because and the civilian don't know how long it will live for. As I speak, there are still empires in the world that may call themselves democratic. They are in another nation fighting. People, children who register to be in the army to fight a cause. Why are you going to Iraq to fight Iraq? You're not the police of the world. How? Why are you coming to my house to install order when I didn't invite you? What are you doing? Well, we just want to make sure everything is decent. Really? Well, that's fine. I'm just wondering what heart makes others enroll in such army, and the heart our parents have, and they said, no, don't, because we don't believe in the Son. I believe in giving. I don't think it always goes well, but I think it always goes forward. This is what I've seen with all these men, and God wants me to reemphasize to you this afternoon that He loves you so much that He will give anything to have you and will give you back. You thought you were coming to the house to just come and prosper, but He called you as the foundation to come and make others prosper. You thought once you gave, the next week you're gonna have more, but God says, no, you haven't even given until you've given. You didn't hear what I just said. Until you've given, it doesn't matter if Mandela thinks I've been 2-3 years in this jail, and 2 years alone is a lot. But it was going to give 27 years, even if you are 20. And why should that be far-fetched? People, your brothers, some of your brothers or sisters, went on the streets looking for something in life, sold drugs and got 10 years for nothing. 10K, 20K, maybe 100, even 1 million. And he's just given 10 years of his life for the love of the world. So if people are young and they don't quickly find what to give to, they will give to anything. What is Spark Nation? You're giving them reasons to give. Don't ever forget this, guys. Whatever you give yourself to is what builds you. So you can be hope dealers all you like. If you're not one thing that you give yourself to, it's not going to yield anything back. So the day I found vision, I made up my mind to give my whole self into it. Well, what if this pastoring don't work? Well, if what if you don't grow? I've given myself. Imagine 27 years in incarceration, 27 years of just being in a cell room. You must have given your life for the cause. But you see what happens to us? We start a magazine, we start a movie industry, we start a company. We've not given anything to it, and in a moment we've started another one. It will never work, for God so loved the world. You see, there was no two things in the eyes of God. He didn't speak about angels. He didn't speak about rapture. He loved the world and He risked it. And the investment yields, because today we're still here worshiping God and believing in Jesus, and it's finished work. So as they say, on the cross, why? Because He gave His only begotten Son. No wonder He turns to Abraham. I was wondering, what's the wisdom? If it's just tests, you just want to say, oh, do you really love me? He asked Him for His only Son that He waited for. Did you see how God writes? He asked for the only son the guy waited for many years. Abraham was a freedom fighter. Did you see Abraham fight? Did you see him go after five kings with 318 men trained in his own house? Did you see him mobilize an army? And they went after these tyrants, this king, this oppressive empire. They went after them and made sure they took the kings over. He went after five nations with 318 men. These men are not civilians. They lived in the house of Abraham. They bred their children in the house of Abraham. Their own life was given not to Abraham as a person, but to a mission called Abraham, God's son. The 11 disciples. The 11 disciples gave their own life. God had to say, listen, you will have to follow me, but you cannot follow fishing. That is the love for this world. You cannot follow fishing and me at the same time. If you follow me, I will make you fishers of men. You will get the best soldiers out of the riverside, and they will rise with you. And the apostolic move set a new economic order for those who have sold what they have, and they brought it to the feet of the apostle, and there was no lack among them. They gradually, from 11 of them, 12 of them in the upper room, they built a movement that turned the world upside down, because everybody gave their all into it. Are you listening to me? By any means and all means necessary. So you can easily define this as a non-church movement, even though it's church-based. How are we going to sign new musicians? How will our ushers operate from now? Can we have good companies that just send ushers out? Can we have good companies that just signs real musicians, people who have given themselves to a thing? It doesn't matter if they eat crackers or Indomie all night long. They are fighters. They are not just looking for luxury food. If you ever see them in luxury restaurant, they are fighting there. They are fighting for something. They are there to fight. They are not there to feel like everybody goes, let me go. No, they are fighters. Are there fighters in this house this afternoon? Because all the men that I've given to you, that I've spoken about, from Martin Luther King Jr. to Che Guevara, to Mao, to Charles de Gaulle, to Mandela, they were ordinary men like you and I. Men like recorded in Hebrews 11. Men of faith. The Bible says, I need those men. The Bible says they stopped the mouth of lions. They wrought righteousness. I love the record when it began to speak about these fighters. If God has sent you to the Jew Music Mountain, whoever decides to work with you there, they are fighters with you. You fight there. You fight by any means necessary. You don't come back home until you take the territory that you are sent to with one last life, one last breath in you, because you gave your all to it. What are we given for? To build a strong platform that can be a nation. What happens to people? They get engaged and they get entangled. Say, I need to take care of my life. I don't care if my life doesn't go nowhere. Here we die. If you are building a nice shield or you are building whatever, it is a tool of fight. It is a tool to fight with, and that tool is not important like the vision. The vision is why the tool was created. Are you listening to me? It gives us, if you are in the corporate world, you are there to fight. What are you fighting for? For the name of God to be on every mountain, number one. Number two, that a generation will rise from here and they will see it, that it is normal for black young believers to prosper. It is normal. So if you drive a Rolls Royce, they won't say, how did he get it? The first thing will be, he should normally have it. We will build musicians, we will build footballers, but that will not be the definition of our community. That's why God will send both the professionals and the artists to your midst. Your own little giving, it has to be like, when you're giving it, you have to think of Mandela. I'm sorry. Because if you go it by the measure of Pastor Jack, he has his measure, and you know when Pastor Jack stopped fighting for his community. So I don't do drill music. But if I have friends there, it's because he has to give me. So get them. That means necessary. The night stars are out, guys. It is a season of fruitfulness. It's a season of increase. September is going to be a season of increase because finally, those who are real soldiers are beginning to realize why. I'm not just trying to get a job so that I can live a good life and sow seed. No, my seed is a weapon of warfare, including my past, my problems, everything that I've gone through. So that's why I don't do things and stop and repent tomorrow and stop and repent tomorrow. I won't do that. I have a fight that I must fight. It is called assignment. It's the call of God for my life. So those of you who are just called to encourage, to sit down in counseling with people, you are fighting for souls. WOTC is a fight. Everything is a tool of fight. What are you saying? Let me hear you. The fighters are people who heard the sound and the whistle or the trumpet of a general, a captain. What is God trying to do in this generation? Everything you can raise will not raise you. So it's not going to raise you. Footballers will not raise you because you can raise them. And musicians will not raise you because there are those that you can raise. And God changes the time of the church. I look at this man. Did we finish that? Read, please.
By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up
Isaac. I need a record of the men. Men who, through faith, wrought righteousness, did this and that. That's what I want to hear. Please.
And what more shall I say?
What more shall I say, guys? I've given you men from scriptures. I've given you men from real time, so to speak. Men that walk the same ground that you walk. Men who stood against oppression. And some of them, time did not permit me, did it through their music. Some did it through their artwork, because there's no Martin Luther King without his musician, without the fighter. Some did it through their finances, the professionals, the every fighter. Just like the army will have snipers. And have those who cook. They will have to have those who machine gunners. They will have to have the drivers. They will have to have everyone that they need to have. But everyone fought according to ranks. Everyone fought according to their ranking. But God has raised the nation for. So everyone getting into their team and their group. And fighting according to their ranks, pushing all the artilleries, pushing everything that needs to be pushed, so that one person is not all of us, but all of us is one person. I don't think you heard what I just said. It is called fight to finish. It is called fight the good fight of faith. Finish this, please.
And what more shall I say?
Yeah.
For the time would fail me.
Time will fail us.
Of Gideon and Barak.
This is like the writer of Hebrew, if it is Paul speaking like I've spoken today about Che Guevara. Spoken today about Charles de Gaulle. Spoken today about
Martin Luther King Jr. has spoken today about all these men and women, but you see, the writer of Hebrews did not meet them. So it can only talk about Gideon.
Yes, sir.
Men who were hiding their harvest at one time, Gideon. And the angel of God appeared to Gideon and said, "You mighty man of valor, why did God not raise an army that is made already?" It took Gideon to speak to you that Charles de Gaulle is a man like you. That Rothschild is no better start apart from the color of their skin than nice shield. It's just that Rothschild had a family. When everybody is trying to do their thing, Rothschild supported one family, one business. And that is not, you guys have been fighting, you fought in business. Because of that, you owe and you were owed, but you keep fighting. You keep fighting by every means necessary. Why? So that the name of God can be on every mountain. And so that every black person, every young person can grow into a life of prosperity. I want all the family houses to begin to respond to me. You don't need to care about who likes you or who don't like you. God has raised a new level of liking. People don't know what they like or hate. They only repeat the like for what they've been told. Listen to me. A new standard of liking will rise. And people will say, "I like that," because it's not been seen before. Are you listening to me? You can't like what you haven't seen. You can't hate what you haven't seen. There's a new break at the ninth month. Guys, talk to me now. I need to stop. Finish that scripture.
Yes,
Gideon.
Barak.
Barak.
Samson.
Samson.
Jephthah.
You remember Jephthah? You remember that Jephthah was the son of a prostitute that was banished. And people thought there was no hope. But when the nation needed help, guess who they turned to? The people that they've castrated. The people that they've turned away. The people that were useless. Like the army of David, and they had to talk to Jephthah and Samson. Talk to me.
Also of David.
David.
And Samuel.
Uh-huh.
And the prophet.
What about this man?
Who through faith subdued kingdom.
Did you see what they did through faith? They subdued kingdom. The Mao of China subdued the oppression of the British Empire, subdued kingdom. Fidel Castro. Che Guevara. Subdued kingdoms. Mandela subdued kingdoms. How much more you sons of light, many of you watching all over the nations, is the true faith subdued kingdom and did what?
What righteousness?
They worked righteousness. You know history Bible says that when Mandela was walking his righteous walk, they've not discovered the Bible walk then. It was righteous. Because it's in alignment with heaven. I really want to stop. Talk to me.
Obtained promises.
Uh-huh.
Stop the mouth of lions.
Yeah.
Quench the violence.
I love
of
the
fire.
Fact that he said they stop the mouth of lions. It just depicts impossibility. Daniel stopped the mouth of lions. Like lions eat people. And Daniel made sure that he just did what is impossible, guys. Stop the mouth of lions. Uh-huh.
Quench the violence of
the Lord just told me to tell someone quickly, listen. Pardon my English now. The worstness of your situation is just telling about how strong you are. So rise up and fight. If it was better, it means you're weaker.
If it is worse, it means as long as you have life, it wants you to rise up to the occasion. In other words, if we were born and we became product of our society, yeah, it means our fight is unique, but our reward is awesome. Let me stop there this morning. What are you saying? You just say one.